Hello, my name is Linda Mather. I'm with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide, or you're listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with candidates running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Foundation, the WISE Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me right now is Cheryl Albright, who is running for the Multnomah County Court Position 31. Cheryl, let's get started by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Hello, everyone. I was originally elected to my judgeship in 2006. And have served continuously in office since then. This is my fourth time on the ballot as a candidate for judicial office, third time as incumbent. I am running unopposed this time as well. I feel grateful to serve my community in this role, hearing legal disputes, and while doing so, trying to recognize the humanity in all of the people who walk into the courthouse doors for whatever reasons they are there. My background is that I was a criminal defense attorney. I graduated law school in Lewis and Clark in 1993. I worked as a criminal defense attorney, then in private practice, and then as a pro tem judge, a full-time pro tem judge here in Multnomah County before running for office in 2006.
Hey, thank you. Can you give the voters some suggestions on how they should evaluate circuit court candidates?
It's really hard to tell just from a piece of paper whether a candidate has all of the qualities that are so important to have as a judge, especially temperament. There's almost no quality that is more important than temperament. And how do you discern that from a voter's pamphlet or resume? And that's made even more difficult because judges must be nonpartisan. That's a very strict ethical code that we have to follow. So we can't come into a case with personal feelings that sway us before we even get started in considering a case. I'd say that it's important to look at a person's legal experience, prior judicial experience as a judge pro tem, arbitrator, administrative law judge, or holding elected office, looking at community service and what type of community service and whether they're involved in their community and in what aspect, and who may be endorsing them if there are any endorsements. It can be even harder when judges run unopposed because you often don't have any information from even the incumbent as to who to evaluate. So it's probably one of the offices that people have the most trouble with in terms of making decisions. But I think looking at a person's experience and is the best way to glean whether they have the right qualities for the job.
Thank you. What reforms, if any, would you support for the administration of the circuit court?
The reforms that we need are the same ones that our community needs. Better resources for mental health and addiction. Jails and courts are not treatment. And unless we have methods and resources to direct people to engage in treatment, courts can't do the job that we are meant to do. The biggest need is that's more specific to the justice system is our shortage of court-appointed attorneys. Many people don't realize how intrinsic public defense is as a cog in the public safety wheel. We have an historic and enduring shortage of public defense attorneys for all the defendants who need them. And the reality is they've been underfunded for years. So lack of public defenders means that we've experienced delays in court cases. And as Martin Luther King has stated, justice delayed is justice denied.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast with Cheryl Albright, who is running for the Multnomah County Circuit Court Position 31. Returning to our conversation, Cheryl, how do you view the role of a judge and the judiciary, if I can say it, in society?
The courts and the judiciary are the bulwark of our constitutional system of government. You might recall from civics class, the three branches of government, together, the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive branch, together they create a system of checks and balances so that we may remain a society operating under the rule of law as opposed to the rule of whim. The legislature makes the laws, the executive branch enforces those laws, and then court takes the laws that are given by the legislature, the facts that and evidence that may be presented by the executive branch, the district attorney, for instance, and the court takes those two and reconciles those. And so it provides having the judicial officer to provide that final answer helps bring peace in our society. Many people don't think of it as that way, but the rule of law really is what helps to keep businesses going, our community working, and helping that social compact that is so very important to our democracy.
Going to ask one of those difficult questions, but we don't have a lot of time, so let me just ask you to be as brief as possible. When, if ever, is it appropriate for a court to punish a defendant convicted of a crime of domestic violence by prohibiting possession or use of a gun?
This is a decision that's not within the judge's discretion. So, this is one of those examples where the legislature has made a law and we have to follow it. So, if a person has a certain conviction on their record, then by law that triggers issues with their being able to possess a weapon. For instance, the law says felons may not be in possession of weapons. Judges don't have any discretion to say this felon can be in possession of a weapon. That's just not a policy that judges can do so. So once a person has a qualifying misdemeanor conviction for domestic violence, for instance, then their rights to possess weapons can be affected, and they lose their right to possess weapons.
Thank you, Judge Albright, for your interview today. This concludes our Video Voter's Guide and podcast with Cheryl Albright, who is running for the Multnomah County Court, Position 31. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to keep informing yourselves about all of the candidates and exercise your right to vote. And make sure that you try to ensure that your friends and family do likewise. Thank you for your interest and participation.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.